We are learning Maseches Darim Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and I'm beginning the brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We had the Mishnah before, Stam Medarim Lahachmir, Upirusham Lahakal. Now we'll go up to the Pirusham Lahakal. That the halacha is that a person is Neman to say he meant this. So Zok the Mishnah, Nodar Becherim. He's made an ed with a Cherim. And we said in the Mishnah that Stama Becherim means Cherim Hektish, and therefore it's a good Nedah. But he says, Va'amal in a Darati El Becherim Shalyam. I didn't mean to say Cherim Hektish. I meant to say Cherim Shalyam, which means like a net that catches fish in the water. That's what he meant, Cherim Shalyam. So now, why didn't the Mishnah say, like more Pashut, like he meant to say Cherim Kahanim, which also is not Dava Hanadar. So the Mishnah is saying a Chiddush, even though he says something so outlandish, like saying that he meant a net, stole Yenema, and he could say Perushim Lahakal. That's the Chiddush of these cases here in the Mishnah. Even though these words could be tied to something even a little more regular, but even if it's outlandish, you still believe him. Or Bekarbon, he made an Edda on a carbon, and Pashas, that means a carbon, means a carbon to Dava Hanadar, to be an Edda. I meant to say, like presents I give to kings. Or that also the Perush Lahakal works, and it's Takana an Edda. Hari Atzmi carbon, if he says, I am a carbon to you. I am a carbon. Atzmai etzem. V'amma, he says, no, I didn't mean that. No, you know what I meant? I have this bone in my house, which I'm talking making into a neder. I'm making it into a carbon. I'm saying that's a neder. That's made just to trick you. I have a bone in my house. Every time I want to make a neder, I say, Hare atzmi carbon. You think I'm trying to ask myself onto you. You can't have enough of me. But really, I mean to say that bone in my house is becoming usher, like it's becoming a nether on that. So again, you could high chest what he meant to say. The fourth case, koinim ishti nanasli, he says, I am ashering hanoa, my wife can't have enough of me. Va'oman, he says, loin adarati elab ishti rishayin, you know what I meant? I met my first wife. Shigarashi, that I divorced already. So these nadarim perush shon lahakel, and therefore you're believed to say that you didn't really mean what it sounded like you meant, and therefore it won't be a neder. So al kulon ain't a shalom lahem. On all of them, you don't even need a sheila. You don't need a hataras nadarim because that's he's explained. He meant charem shayam or kabin shemalachem. Ve'im nishalu. So now the mishnah doesn't read really. Ve'im nishalu. If you shail neder on it, ain't shemay. So you give him a einish. Machmir malei divrameya. So the gemara is explained that nishalu is going to amaratzim. A Talmud Chacham on these type of Nedarim does not have to be shoyal on them because it's not a good Nedar. But the initial means if it's Amar Aretz, he's chayiv to be shoyal on these Nedarim. And the halach is, first of all, you're Ein Shemaisai, which means that you don't go ahead and be Matir's Nedar until he practices Isser as amount of days that he practiced Heter. This means he made Nedar on Sunday, Hari Atzmi Karbon, and he says, Perushan Lahakal. But he came to you only 3 days later. So we say, okay, I'm all right. Halacha is, you have to mat the neder. We say, I'm not being mat the neder until you practice 2 days of Isser, Wednesday and Thursday, or Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then I'll be mat the neder. That's number one, Ein Shemay say. And number two, Machmir Malay means, you're not poischem b'charata. There's two ways to mat the neder, charata and a Pesach. Charata means, he says, he feels bad he ever made the neder. A Pesach means that he speaks out something that happened that if he would have known that happened, he would not have made a neder. So a Pesach is a stronger heter than charata. So by such a person, Stam Aretz, we don't allow him to be matar neder with charata. We say he needs a Pesach. He needs a Pesach. So there's two things we do to him. First of all, he has to keep the neder for a few days before we matar neder. This is all Stam Aretz. Umachmir Malayim, also, we make him use a Pesach, not charata. Divra Meir. The Chacham argue on both pratim, two things. Poislim Pesach and Mokim Achar. So the Ran explains, the Ran is printed on Daf Yuches and Beis. The Ran explains that they're arguing Betarati Pligi. First of all, Ein Ein Shemai, so you don't give him Einish. And you can be Mataned right away. And number two is, you can use Charata. What's also Poislim Pesach and Mokim Achar? It means it's not Megufay Shal Neder, it's Mokim Achar. A Pesach is Megufay Shal Neder. You show the whole Neder was a Toyus Meikroi. Charata means he feels bad. That's called Poisla and Pesach and Mokav Achar. It means you do Charata. So he argues on two pratim. Umalam de Moison, Kadeshu Yinagobo Kalos Rishman Adarim. And you teach them that they shouldn't be making it as the Darim. And therefore you say you have to keep a iser until you mat neder, because you want to teach them there shouldn't be noyig kalus roish b'nedarim. Actually, the Rambam learns that these words umulam de moison kadesh liyinigul kalus roish b'nedarim is going by even in Talmud Chacham, that you should teach them not to make the darim anymore. The Ran's gear says umulam de moison liyinigul iser afil madarim alalu, which means go to amaratzim that you shouldn't teach. They shouldn't be used to making such a darim. Now, the Ran speaks out, all these halachas that were so machmir on the Amaretz is only by these perushim that he said, Becher Mishal Yam, or Kavanos Malachim, which were the outlandish perushim, outlandish explanations of his words. But if he explains that he meant Cherme Kahanim, for example, or he meant Truma, and he said Truma of Tvua, in such a case, those cases, he does not need Shaila, even as Amaretz, because there, he's much more believed to say he meant that, and it's not so outlandish. But these, that we don't believe the Amaretz so strongly to say that he meant the Cherm Shalyam, and therefore we make him get a Heter as a Darm. So again, these halachas, a Heter as a Darm, only the Nadarm of this Mishnah, but not the Perushim of the last Mishnah, if you want to Mepharis, that means Cherm Shekanim, there you would not have his din, that the Amaretz has to be mounted in Heter. That's what Ran speaks out, all on Dr. Chesim and Beis. Zok to Gemara. Hagufa kasha. This Mishnah doesn't read Amrit Einish Olam. It says that in these Perushim, if you explain yourself to mean that it means something that's not a neder, you don't need a Hataras Darim. Hadatani then says, Mnishalu, Oinch Mois Machmir Olam. It says, if you're Shael a neder, you give him Oinish, which means he has to keep the neder for a few days, and you machma on him to use Pesach Narakarata. What do you mean? You said you don't need a Hataras Darim. They all don't need a shayla. All these nedarim, because he's believed to say that he meant something else. Is coming to ask a shayla about this neda. We make him get a taras darim and machmir aleim, and we're oinch ma'isay. Bishlo machmirim was that mean loy peschinam charata, that we don't allow him to use charata. We make him use a pesach. Elo oinchim heichidami. What exactly does it mean? They give him oinish. So the Gemara explains, like we spoke out, the time of the Braisa, Misha Nazar, someone who became a Nazar, va'ava'al nazirasai, and he did not keep his naziris, and he wants to be matter his neder, because he says, you know what, I can't do naziris, it's too hard for me. Ainis kakum loy, we do not allow him to matter his neder, ach yinig by iser kiyom shinag by heter, until he practices iser like the days he practiced by heter. Which means, if 10 days in, he was drinking wine and he couldn't stop, so he said, you know what, I'll be matin neder. You have to do 10 days of not drinking wine, at least. Because that's the oinish we give for him for not keeping his neder. Div Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what it means. Oinish v'ayisai. Om Rav Yehisi, b'med v'arm v'naziris matas. That's only by naziris matas. Which means, let's say, it was a 30-day naziris, and for 10 days he didn't keep it, we make him keep 10 days. But let's say he had a 100-day naziris. He had a 100-day naziris, and for 100 days he was keeping heter. So we don't say, you know what, amakri mati and neder until you keep 100 days of Issa. We don't do that. It's enough to keep 30 days. It's enough 30 days. That's enough. 30 days is enough. If you keep Maziris then we'll go mati and neder. Omra v'yesef. Since the Rabbanan said that we don't take care of your neder until you practice a bissel Issa, a little Issa, al-sa'inish, so Beidina de Mizdaki, if the Bezdin goes ahead and takes care of this Amaretz's neder without giving the oinish, loy of a chopper, they're not doing the right thing. Ravachav Yaakov Masham Tinalei, we put that Bezdin in the Cherim. That means they have to listen. They have to listen to this halacha. Don't think Enes Kakonloy just means that we don't run after him to Matas neder. It means even if he asks to be Matas neder, we say no, you have to first practice Isser, and then will be mati and neder, and lemaisa. So that's what all shita rameya. Maisa the Ran says in the halacha we pass like the rabbanon that by these nedarim we don't give ma'inish and we can also use charata. That's how we say in the that's what we pass. So it's not the gay all these halachas because we're going with the chamim avada amaris needs to mati neder, but we are much easier on him. First we allow him to use charata and also we don't give him a einish. So to gemara vayta. So it says the end of the Mishnah. You shouldn't be noyik kalos roish b'nedarim. Tana, learned in the Braisa. Lo olam al tihei rogel b'nedarim. A person should never be rogel b'nedarim. Shouldn't be used to making nedarim. Why? Because if he makes nedarim, he's going to start making shvuos. And Shvois would be more chomer. Shesoifek limal v'shvois, and which are much more chomer, like the Ran explains. The Ran says lo yinaka by a shvua, that there, if someone's over a shvua, even if he gets malchus, he still does not have a kapara, lo yinaka. Therefore, a person shouldn't make nadarim, because nadarim alone are pretty bad. But also, you know, come to even something worse, to come to shvois. V'alti roglet samaritz, a person shouldn't hang around amaratzim. Why? Shesoifek lachil tvalim. You'll end up eating tevel, because Amar is not so makbid on taking off the correct chumas and maizris. And if you eat by his house, you hang around him, you'll end up eating by him, and you'll end up eating tefalim, eating tevel. And alti yirog leitz a kohen Amar, don't hang around a kohen Amar, shesoifek lachila truma temeya. He's going to give you truma temeya. Now, why can't, you shouldn't hang around a kohen Amar, because it might give you tevel. So the Rosh talks about this, and the Rosh answers, because the Kohen Amoritz, he'll take off Chumas and Maestros. Why not? He gets to keep it anyway. It's not a big deal for him. It's only a regular Amoritz which has to give away those Tvua. All those Tvua has to give it away. So there, he's not going to do it. But a Kohen Amoritz, why shouldn't he take it off? All he has to do is be Mafresh, it's separated, then he can keep it for himself. He's a Kohen. So therefore, the whole problem just is that he might feed you Truma Tameya because he's a Tameh. That's one shot. The other shot I thought of, and someone told me that someone says it, I forgot who, that Lamaisa, that a Kayan usually doesn't have his own tvua. He's not a farmer. Usually the Kayan didn't have his own properties. A Kayan got supported by the Klal, and they did avodah or learned. That's what they did. And therefore the Chuma was support. And therefore the Kayan Amaretz, I guess he wasn't learning too much, but maybe he worked in the Beis Mikdash or whatever it was. The Kayan Amaretz, he will just worry, he'll give you a Chuma Temeya. We're not worried so much. He will give you Tevel. You should not talk to a lady too much. You might come to Znus. Now, the Yaivitz points out that really this halacha of Al Tar B'Sichem Isha says in the Mishnah Avos, and there it adds on a filum ishta, in your own wife, you shouldn't talk too much. So he asked, then what does it mean? It's your wife. There's no niyuf for your wife. So the Yaivitz answers, because it could be you'll come to do something like, well, she's a nida or something like that. And that's why it means even in Ishtoi and Shtim is the mission of us, you shouldn't talk too much. Rav Achav, Rav Yoshua Emir called Soifa Benoshim. Anyone who looks at women, Soifa Bala Deavera, come to Deavera. V'chol Mestakel V'akevah Shal Yisha, someone who looks intently, even at the heel of a lady, Havelin Bonim Shein Magadim. He will have children that are not good. That means besides with Avera, actual Avera of the Staklos, they'll also cause him a einish that his children will not be Mugonim. Om Rav Yosef, Uve Ishtoi Nida. But to talk about even a person's own wife, if she's a Nida, and he's mistaken by a keva of a Isha, the halacha is, the einish is, they'll have Bottom Shem Mugonim. Om Rav Shem Velakish, a keva diktani, b'mokim etanoifis. A keva here does not mean the heel, according to Rav Shimon Malakos, we'll explain in a second. It means the Malkam Atanoif, which means the Malkam Erva, Shumachav Keneged Ekev. That's Keneged Ekev. And what he's telling us is that this halach is Lav Davaka B'Ishtoi Nida. Even by Ishtoi Tahirav, there's an Isser to Mestakel, the Malkam Atanoif, Malkam Erva, and therefore, that would be Isser by itself. So the Mefarshim explain, it sounds like they're derived, that's not really Machlaikas. There's one halacha, you should not look at a kevish al isha, that's not your wife, or it's a wife, it's a nida. You're not looking even at the heel, intently at the heel. And if it's even your own wife and she's tahira, there's also iser to look at the makam at the neifis. Tanya learned in a braisa. It says in the pasuk regarding the matan tahira, it says, Vayom Moshe Elaom, al tiro, ki levavur na soise eschem ba'alikim, uvavur tihiras apneichel vilti techto, that it says in the Pasuk that Hashem was Megala himself to you. You know why? That you should have Yirasa Apanechem. What does that mean? So the Gemara talks like this. Bavurte Yirasa Apanechem, lashon on your face, Zubusha. That's lashon of Busha. And says that will help. Levilti Techto. You shouldn't do any chait. Malamin Shah Busha, Mevia, there is a chait. Someone who's bashful will save him from doing chait and make him be scared of chait. Mekan Omru, Simon Yafa Ba'adam. It's a very good Simon. Shu Baishon, that he's embarrassed. That is a bashful. Acher ma'imrim kol odom hamavayish hamizbayish. Any person that gets embarrassed, loy meheru chayte. He's not going to be sin right away. Not going to do avera so fast. When we say ainly bashpanim, someone who's very brash and not bashful, be a dua shloy omdu avayis har Sinai. It must have been his father's not sin on har Sinai. Because it says in the pasuk that even the people who are not there, but their children also will have the same Yerosei Apneichem from Matan Torah. So someone who doesn't have, who has this chutzpah, does not have his busha, it's Yedua Shloi Omdu Avoisov Al Har Sinai.